In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Matt in Laguna Beach, Cali, styling on the bench.
Scotty, I'm pissed off and mad about it.
Why's that?
This, between that brutal hit in that football game yesterday, that college game, that Toledo game, and this nonsense, football is doomed as a sport. This can't happen.
Well, it did happen. What do you mean? Like, so you think the league's in trouble because there's something wrong with the league because a fight broke out in a football game?
That wasn't a fight. That was an assault. If you hit me in the back of the head with a football helmet like that, I would either be paralyzed or dead. I mean, luckily Mason Rudolph is a trained athlete. But seriously, what he did, he basically hacked him in the back of the head. Imagine if that happened in the NHL with a guy with a hockey stick. What would happen?
Well, I mean, he's obviously got some major problems headed his way because he definitely assaulted Rudolph. And then his teammate came in and assaulted him again. So the other guy, I can't say his name. I don't know how you even say it. But they kicked him out, too, because he came in and he hit him, too. Like, after the fact, did you see him level him, Carver High? He leveled him. He just cranked him full on and leveled him. Now, if you did that to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you'd be kicked out of the NFL, right? You do it to Mason Rudolph, nothing happens to you, right? That's bottom line. That'll be what happens to him. Neither one of them, nothing's going to happen to him. What, are they going to get suspended for a game at best? Because the league, there'll be an NFLPA grievance. They'll file a grievance and appeal the suspension. And by the time it's done, they probably won't even sit one game. Do you think they're getting suspended for multiple games for that, what just happened?
Garrett?
Yeah.
He'd be lucky if he plays again this season.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You cannot do that. I've never seen anything like that. He ripped the helmet off the guy's head and whacked him over the head with it.
What do you think, Mafia? Do you think he's done for the year, Garrett?
I'm not going to say done for the year.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He should absolutely be done for the year, but he's definitely going to get multiple games. I'd say 2 to 4. There's no way you can give him any less. I mean, the guy beat the guy with the helmet. That's not throwing a punch. That's not doing something that's, you know, just a little bit out of hand. That's way out of hand. You can't have that. Like you said, like the caller said, that's assault.
It is assault.
There's
and what
seven
about,
games left in the season. It should be no less than that.
And what about the other guy that attacked him? That shoved him?
He shoved him after. He'll get fined, you know, just like Pouncey. Pouncey'll get fined.
Pouncey's going to get fined for the kicking and punching.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And Pouncey said he doesn't care, by the way. He says, I'll accept any penalty they give me. I was in protection mode. But Pouncey doesn't care. So, and I don't blame him. I get what Pouncey was doing.
They'll probably toss Pouncey for one game. They'll probably give him a game suspension, too, for... You know, it was just one punch. Like
they should suspend Mason Rudolph for those passes he threw tonight.
You know it's bad when your own teammates say after the game that you're going to get suspended. Because Baker Mayfield, Odell, all of them basically, you know, went right out and said.
Oh, what did they say?
That he's going to get suspended and he hurt the team. They went right out and just threw him out there.
Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
They were disappointed in him.
Big time.
Because he's a really good player.
Well, they think that they're back in it now. They've won a couple games in a row. They're at 4-6. They think they've got... He's their best defensive player. He's a game wrecker.
What was he so mad about?
You know, if you look at it closely, it looks like Rudolph's hands are either... You know, some people are trying to make the case that he was actually trying to pull Garrett's helmet off on the bottom of the ground there. Some people think that his hand was stuck in his helmet. Something was going on with Rudolph's hands around the head of Garrett's helmet. And then they got up and he ripped the helmet off of Rudolph's head. That's kind of looks where it all started down there on the ground after the play. Garrett did give him a little extra on the screen pass, bringing him to the ground.
Right. Well, I just couldn't believe I saw him hit him in the head with the helmet. Ty in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, I was up at the game. I left like 3.5 minutes ago.
Right.
Just actually, I was like, listen to your show on the way to the bar, and I had no idea what was going on. Watch this play. I'm like, what is he doing? I mean, kind of listen to you guys. That's all I'm getting from it. Like, what the hell, man? Like, the Browns had a good win, actually. I mean, the Steelers, yeah, everybody got hurt, and, you know, it's like your backup. And, you know, the Browns supposed to be the Super Bowl team, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm a season ticket holder, and it was great. But, like, looking at this replay, like, Garrett, what is he doing?
Yeah, listen, like, I think there's obviously everybody's all caught up in it because it was so outrageous that they're all, you know, clearly reacting to a chaotic scene that broke out. A fight broke out, and now you got to remember there was a fight before that, right? Like, or was that the fight right there that led to what happened in the Carver High? Was that what spilled into the end zone, or was that already happened? Because was that the whole fight? Was there just one big gigantic fight? Because remember, right, I had a guest in here. I wasn't sitting there staring at it.
The play that was going on was, there was obviously a couple seconds left in the game, and he went to he threw a screen pass out, and Garrett, you know, drove him down
right
after the ball was gone.
So that was the whole fight. There were no other fights in the game.
No, well, the guy Randall on the Browns was thrown out earlier in the game for a
cheap shot.
Right.
Okay, so now everyone's reacting to this, and it's, you know, everybody's hot under the collar because of it. I get it, but the reality of the situation is this: the Browns won the game. And that's all that matters. And then this thing's going to, you know, spill out into suspensions for, it would appear to me, Garrett and probably Pouncey. I don't know if they'll get the other guy from Cleveland just for shoving him down to the ground. He leveled Rudolph when he was standing there. He gave him a cheap shot and shoved him down to the ground. I doubt, really, to be honest with you, anything's going to happen to him. I think it's Garrett and Pouncey, to be honest with you. And, you know, bottom line is Garrett was just stupid. I mean, he lost his mind. He got in a fight, and he took a helmet and ripped a guy. I've seen guys rip helmets off before. I've just never seen a guy rip a helmet off before. And, like, I've seen Kyle Turley rip a helmet off and throw it halfway across the field. But I've never seen a guy actually assault someone with a helmet. And so I think Garrett's going to get the worst of it. But at the end of the day, the reality is the Browns beat the Steelers for the first time in 5 years. And that's all that matters. They won the game 21-7. I thought, and I'll just be honest, I think Mason Rudolph is terrible. I mean, he was terrible tonight. So
Garrett told reporters afterwards that he called his act foolish and out of character and said he made a mistake and lost his cool, but then also said a win is a win. I don't think this is overshadowed by what happens in 8 seconds, which is complete BS. It's completely overshadowed the win is what happened in that 8 seconds.
Nobody's even going to talk tomorrow that they won the game.
No one cares that they won.
Nobody cares that they won the game anymore.
Right.
This is the talk.
It's all about the fight. So, whatever. I think that, you know, he's obviously in a load of trouble, and I'm sure they're disappointed in him. And, I mean, what are you going to do? Ground him? You're going to, you know, send him home to his mommy? I mean, he's going to get fined and suspended. That's that. Right? So.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.